Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza. And welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. It's so nice to have you all join and listen in. And I am here with my lovely co-host, Adrian Stratton. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Michael. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. And last but not least, our other wonderful co-host, Mr. Laurence from Monarch Birch. Hello, Laurence.
Not least, but definitely wow. Hello.
You have a lot of adoring fans there.
I know. My fans are adoring and adorable both. It's amazing. Hi, fans.
So how's everybody doing?
Yeah. How is everybody doing?
I'm sorry?
Doing pretty good.
I'm doing really well. Yeah, happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Michael doing?
Michael's doing good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's glad it's Friday. And he has a busy weekend coming up, so we're trying to plan that out. Yeah.
Mm.
And how are you doing, Mr. Birch?
Are you interviewing for the new pool boy position? I know you had an Olympic swimming pool just put in your backyard there.
I have like three or four pool boys that I'm interviewing to clean the pool. So we'll see how they do. It's a very detailed process, so I give them a written test and a verbal test. So. Yeah. So if you want anybody there want to sign up to become a pool boy, my pool.
Plus, don't you give them a
please let me know.
Personally? That's what I heard. It seems like kind of a lot of work when it's just like a little kiddie waiting pool. But I guess that's it's your job description.
It is.
Want to be safe.
It is. It's very entailed.
I get it.
Yeah.
Safety first in the estimate of
Absolutely. So how are you doing, Mr. Birch?
Things are good. Yep. I'm doing well. Another hot week coming up here, so we're in the mid to high 90s for the next two or three days. So trying to stay on top of watering the garden. But like I was saying earlier, in the green room, there's vegetables coming up. So I got a lot of Romano beans, which are really good. I planted some yellow ones this year, golden ones. Those are super tasty. Tons of zucchini. Starting to get tomatoes. Blackberries. Strawberries are going to ripen up again. We're even going to get some persimmons off our tree, which I'm really excited about. To go like that. And peaches. We got a ton of peaches. Well, not a ton. We only got seven, but they're really good. So, felt like it's
good.
Yeah. So the garden report. That's happening up here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to announce our wonderful special guest that is returning, been here several times, more than several times, the one, the only, Frank Falcon. Hello, Mr. Falcon.
Yay.
There they are, the adoring friends.
Hello, Michael and Lawrence and Adrian. Thank you so much for having me on. Again, it's always a pleasure, and it's always fun to be on the Psychic Funhouse. Truly.
Oh,
I knew you were.
It's so lovely to have you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You should come on more often.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have you on, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because you always.
Do you have a favorite psychic on the show, Frank?
You know, I'm getting the number three. I'm getting the number three, like in trio. Those are my favorite.
Oh, that's
those
my
are my favorite.
Oh, that's interesting. That's what you weren't telling me. That you didn't tell me that last time we spoke. But that's okay.
The number
your secret
three.
Is safe with me.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, man, you're like no mercy just, right out the gate. Thank
you. Well, it's so lovely to have you back, Frank. It's always very exciting. You're an amazing, amazing psychic and tarot card reader, and it's always nice to have you here on the show, sharing all of your information about tarot. And so that's wonderful. My other two guests are Adrian and Lawrence. They read tarot as well. I'm still learning, like kindergarten, and soon to be graduating to first grade in the tarot. And so I'm excited about that. Yeah. And thanks to Frank. I take Frank's class. Yeah. So I'm learning about tarot. So, any announcements?
You're graduating to first grade. Does that mean no more naps and snack during tarot time?
Yes. I think we get milk in one of the breaks, but that's about it.
Milk and cookies. Oh.
Yeah,
there you go. And one cookie because of the budget cutbacks.
Wow. Ketchup is the best.
Does anybody have announcements they'd like to make here?
This is Adrian, and I have probably a couple, but the first one that comes to my mind is an event August 13th, which is actually next Sunday, at the Orange County Spiritual Center in Irvine. They're having a holistic, and I'll be there all day from 9 until 1 p.m. Doing readings. So there's that. That's coming up. And you and I have an event coming up in September. So I'm looking forward to that as well. We'll be doing mediumship readings together. So.
Yes. I'm excited about that. Yes. Saturday, September 9th. It's from 1 to 3 o'clock. It's going to be in Whittier. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, click on events, and go through the calendar to September 9th. And there is a link there to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your ticket there. It's $50 for 2 hours, and you have two mediums there. So I know I am thrilled, and I know Adrian is thrilled to be
doing
this together and bringing through to loved ones with all their wonderful messages and their spirit. So I am looking forward to doing that with you, Adrian.
Thank you. Feelings most mutual.
I had a question about your event, Michael. You're in Adrian's event.
Yeah.
Are you going to have people sign up before the the program to get readings, or how do you work the the mediumship readings for people? Is it kind of just first come, first serve sort of thing, or have you worked that out yet?
It's 2 hours long, and people are signing up. You buy your ticket, and you come into the space, and then as the loved ones show up, we'll give the readings. And we'll do that within the two-hour time frame. We're not guaranteeing everybody a reading, but we'll just see how it goes. Yeah.
So it's kind of open. So just whoever shows up in your contact, then you find out who they're connected to potentially.
Yeah. It's whoever steps to the front of the line on on spiritual side. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Whoever's got the loudest voice. And whoever can push themselves to the front of the line.
Elbow their way into the front. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, that's pretty exciting.
And that happened. I'm excited to do this with Adrian because I've never done it with another medium. I've done a couple of them by myself, and that was wonderful, and it was a very small group, extremely intimate. This is still small. It's perfect for two people, and we're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, go to my website, click on events, September 9th, and there is a link there to Eventbrite to purchase your ticket. And we look forward to seeing you. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I think Adrian was going to bake a turkey make turkey sandwiches. And I think, weren't you going to make like homemade cranberry sauce or something to make sandwiches?
Wow, it's real
turkey. No, you wouldn't. You would not want me to try to cook a turkey. No. Maybe I could go to the markets and buy one that's pre-cooked or have one delivered to us, but that's about it.
I thought it was a little strange when I heard that, turkey in September. But I was like, well, she's gearing up for the holiday. It'll be fun.
Early.
What were you going to say, Lawrence?
Oh, I said, well, if turkeys aren't on the menu, maybe everybody could get a Cornish game hen.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You have a microwave in the studio, don't you? It's perfect. Pop them in. Boom. Done.
Hey, delicious.
Frank is probably thinking, what did I wander into? Oh, my God.
It's the fun house, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Fun house, Met House, same thing, interchangeable terms.
Yeah. All right. So, Frank, what would you like to teach us and the listeners about Tarot?
Sounds good. The tarot is a tool. And, as we've been learning, Michael as well, it's a tool. But it all comes from developing that connection with your guides, your intuition, to your angels. It's just a tool that can help you. And I started embarking my journey on the tarot probably about, 12 years ago. I started out with oracle cards. And I felt that I could really connect with the cards, whether they were angel cards, whether they were animal cards. I really just could really connect with them. And then one day, I started to look at the tarot. Now, I had some internal fears about the tarot, but I got over those because I realized it's just a tool. You know, all the information that you get, whether you're doing tarot, whether you're using a pendulum, whether you're using astrology, whether you're using runes, it's really connecting to that higher source, that one source, one force, your higher consciousness, and your guides. So once I kind of got over the fear of learning the tarot, it came very, very easy to me. I mean, I could pick up cards and just read them. So I want to encourage anyone who's learning the tarot to, yes, there's 78 cards, and people get overwhelmed with learning the meanings of the cards. But you just want to read the cards intuitively to start out, okay? You'll learn the meanings of the cards as you go, okay? But you want to really use your intuition. You want to develop some type of a spiritual practice through prayer or meditation where you can really just connect from to your guides through your intuition. Because that will really help you read the tarot. Again, it's just a visual. It's symbology, okay? We know that the tarot has ancient beginnings in Egypt. We know it has Jewish Kabbalah. It has medieval European Christian parts of it, if you look at the cards, okay? It went through Italy. When it was known as the Tarocchi, it was a card game, okay? But I really want to encourage everyone, if you're going to start working with the tarot, really start a spiritual practice of meditation, learning to listen to your guides, taking time to yes, learn the cards, but let the cards speak to you intuitively, okay? And I know Adrian and Lawrence read the cards as well. So do they want to add anything to this, Adrian or Lawrence?
Well, Frank, just that I really admire your expertise and your professionalism. I just want you to know that. I mean, your reputation is fantastic, and I'm sure I could learn quite a bit from you. I do not use too much of the traditional tarot cards. I seem to gravitate more towards the oracle tarot cards myself, but I do dabble just a little bit with the traditional cards and find it fascinating. So I'm still a student.
Good, good. Well, you know, like so many of the divination tools, we could spend a lifetime learning them. I'm starting to study astrology, and I'm realizing there's so many moving parts to astrology, but it is fascinating.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to continue to study it. So I really just want to encourage anyone who's wanting to study the tarot or start out with oracle cards, it's not the cards. It's not the cards. It's you're building that relationship with your guides, strengthening your intuition, because that's where it all comes from, okay? So we all know what a stop sign looks like, right? So we know that the stop sign means stop. We all know that the green light means go, right? A yellow light means yield, stop, slow down, right? So it's important to really just start tapping into your intuition, okay? So what do we want to look at first, Michael? We want to look at something ahead and kind of see what, okay, so let's do this. So people want to know a couple things, so let's do a general real quick, okay? So let's look at the 2024 elections, okay? And let's see what the tarot cards want to say, okay? So we're going to tap into these cards, and I'm going to pick three cards, okay? So let's look at that. One moment. One. Two. And three. Okay? So the first card is the Eight of Cups. The next card is the Six of Cups.
Mm.
And the last card is the Hermit card. So looking at those three cards, the Eight of Cups tells me right away, I feel like this is going to be very emotional. It's going to be a very emotional election. Either side you're on, there's going to be a lot of emotion. Heated emotion, okay? The Six of Cups means I think there's going to be some kind of coming together. So we're going to have some type of coming together where maybe the nation's going to have this election, then it's going to be done, and then we have the Hermit card. So the Hermit card, I feel like, is saying that people really have to give this election a lot of thought. They have to go in deep into themselves and say, this is not just an election where we go in and pick a president. It's really going to require a lot of deep thought. What do you really want? What do you really want in our nation? What do you want our nation to stand for? So that's kind of what I'm seeing that with it, with the election. It's going to be very emotional, okay? And I feel like the Six of Cups is really the young people. The young people are really going to come out and really, again, go to the polls and make their voice known. They're really going to want to see our country continue to move maybe in a progressive way. Okay? Any comments from Adrian or Lawrence or Michael? Any comments on those?
Yeah, the
makes
presence
sense.
Of the Hermit.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, presence of the Hermit card makes me think, you know, about bringing wisdom down from the mountaintops, right? Hermit's like probably the most introspective card in the deck. So, you know, you have this opportunity to go within and really sort through some different things and make a decision. And I guess, you know, the other thing I think about is age is a factor, you know. Mostly we don't think of hermits as being, you know, teenagers or 20-somethings. They're, you know, people in the latter stage of their life. They set themselves apart from society for whatever reason, right? And, you know, brings to mind how age has been a real issue in the run-up to this election, you know. Both sides of the major parties, same people are, you know, the main candidates are, you know, the oldest ones that we've ever had. Are they still fit for office? You know, we just had the leader of the Republican Senate have a moment where he possibly had a stroke in front of the cameras, and then he stroked. So, you know, I think some of the other factors and issues that are probably going to be at play as we get closer to voting.
Absolutely. I think the younger generation, because of some of the issues that we're being faced with climate change and global warming. I mean, people in their 20s and then their 30s, they're having to think ahead. And they're having to think about, their future generations and their children and their grandchildren and what kind of world are we going to leave for them. And so I really feel like the Six of Cups represents the young people, you know, coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
So what else would we like to look at? Do you want to look at, did you want to look at Trump, President Trump? We can look at him and see what he looks like. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead, shuffle the cards. Okay, and you can also...
You look forward. I already tell you.
All right, so let's look. One moment. I know he's been in the news the last couple of days.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
So I picked three cards for him. The first card is the Tower. Okay, so something big. The Two of Pentacles is going back and forth, okay? And then the Queen of Wands. So, you know, it's interesting. The Tower, in the Tarot, the Tower is a major arcana card, and it means something happening fast, you know, that lightning bolt, boom, okay? The Two of Pentacles is kind of like making a decision, right, going back and forth. The water, the rough water, the rough seas. But then I see the Queen of Wands here. So I almost want to say a woman or women are going to play a factor in his fate of what happens. So how do you see this, Lawrence and Adrian and Michael?
Well, the Tower makes me think of, you know, who gets put in the tower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually not very nice people. So I think that's one thing, right? The old lock 'em up chant is going to get mirrored back. So,
mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's funny when you said pentacles, first I heard tentacles. And I was like, yeah, there's a lot of tentacles. I mean, out of this person stuff. And, you know, any card from the Pentacle suite associated with Trump, it just always makes me think of grifting, right? Because he's out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter what gets thrown at him, he's going to fundraise off of it. So there's money
mm-hmm.
coming in. Although I did mm-hmm. read that the first indictment was way more profitable than the second indictment. So maybe that's not working so well with his brethren. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the rock, I mean, you know, there's a spiritual component to this, and I guess also maybe kind of a justice component, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rods or the wands, you know, make me think of him coming up against an immovable force, finally, you know, something that's going to hold him accountable. And I think it would be incredible poetic justice if it came at the hands of some of the women that he, you know, let's just say mistreated. So, which could be, you know, majority of the voters. Yeah. But we'll see.
I think those cards are quite fitting, and I am in agreement with everything I've heard. And what came up for me regarding the Queen of Wands was not only a feminine energy to it, if you will, but spiritual and divine intervention. That's kind of what I think he, you know, he's going to have to face and reckon with. And I do believe that is a huge amount of energy for him, and it's going to be kind of like his day of reckoning, so to speak, with divine intervention that's playing a huge part in what happens to him and the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frank, I had a quick analysis question for you. So,
sure.
What do you see as being different about the energies coming from, say, the Queen of Wands card, which is, you know, it's a sweep, so it's not a major arcana, but it's definitely significant because it's a court card and the card like the High Priestess, if you have that in your deck, you know, the equivalent, right?
Right, has, right.
They both have a significant point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, if you look at the card of the Queen of Wands, it has a lion, it has three lions, and then she's holding a sunflower, and she's holding a staff, a rod, and she has a cat next to her. So there's a lot of symbology there of, you know, the powerful lion, okay? The cat is the intuition, you know. She's a queen, so it's women. I really feel like it's women coming forward and saying that, no, we're going to not have our rights taken away. We're not going to be limited. So I think it's a very powerful card. I would say in this reading, she's on the par with like the Empress and the High Priestess. Yes, it's that that feminine energy. Okay,
divine feminine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I pulled some cards for next year. I only pulled three. So I'm going to give you my kindergarten version of what's going to happen in 2024. The Five of Cups, the Chariot, and Ace of Pentacles. So I get from the Five of Cups, there's going to be loss and upset here, separation. The Chariot talks about success, major departure, and also moving in a new direction. And the Ace of Pentacles is, it's auspicious, and there's happiness and contentment. So it looks like there's going to be a turning around, some new, a new change, a new direction coming next year, and people will be more content with that. So,
yes.
That's my version. Anybody read that differently or want to add to that?
Yeah. I like it. I think that's really in line with Frank's cards as well, and what we're talking about.
Well, Pentacles is, you know, the highest. The Ace of Pentacles is the highest expression of that card. So, you know, there's a material aspect of the Pentacles, right? It's the earth aspect. So it's what the earth is also going to be, I think, sending us to, is like, you know, we really need to pay attention to her and get with the program.
Yes.
You know, the windows closing are opportunities to make some course corrections. So let's hope we do it.
Yeah.
Next year.
Well, actually, that's the new direction, right? The Chariot, the success, and maybe we're going to head in a new direction for the globe and the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, like I'm a strong believer. We're starting to move into the age of Aquarius, and you know, we're moving from that patriarchy to matriarchy, thank you, kind of a system. So I think women are going to become more powerful. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, we've had so much division in our country. I think the women are going to help bring us back together. I think it's the moms, the wives, the mothers that are going to, because they really want to see the healing in the country. So I think it's women that are really going to be pivotal in bringing us back together. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we start seeing some, you know, demonstrations like when Trump was elected. We had, what were those marches that they had with the women? I don't remember what they called them, but I mean, just droves and droves of people came out. And it was such a positive thing, and it was so nice to mm-hmm. see that. And hopefully we start to see more of that.
It's all about the headgear, special hats they wore. Remember?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So, well, this was very interesting. I like doing this. Thank you, Frank,
yeah.
for those readings.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah. So, are you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
We have a lot of lights on the switchboard or lit there. Ooh, see, there goes the magic. So we're going to go to the phones. Oh, there they are. There they are. Plenty of callers. Thank you. And all right. So we're going to call out your area code, and when we do, we'll take your call. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Speak clearly, slowly into the microphone of your phone. And also, just got a note here from Legal Department. Thank you, Legal, reminding us to let all of you know that although we are professional psychics and mediums in our profession, if you need legal or medical advice or financial advice, you need to seek out professionals in those areas. I'm keeping the lottery numbers to myself, and I'm not giving out lottery numbers today.
I got a message from the financial department that, you know, when the callers are ready to hand over their credit card and bank routing number information, they just call me up. We can handle that.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to take some calls. And first caller we're going to is area code 216. Hello, 216. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour. Bonsoir.
Hello.
216. Hello. Hi. You're on the air.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anybody's there. We'll come back.
Maybe they're taking smoke break.
Yeah, they went out for a cigarette break. All right, moving on. Area code 860. Hello, 860.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hello.
Yes, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amla from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Can you say your first name again for me?
It's Amla. I've called before.
Amla.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Amla, yeah. Yeah, Amla. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. So,
what's your question?
I've been doing good. I can't believe it's already August. Why do we always say that? Every summer just flies. But it's been a very topsy-turvy one, that's for sure. And, I don't know. It feels like I'm meeting really soul tribe people. I'm so grateful. I actually spiritually went on this. I didn't expect this, but I was listening to harp music, H-A-R-P, harp music. And I just had this nice, beautiful, angelic kind of just sobbing and weeping. And it was beautiful. It was just a spiritual release. But it was just really so grateful for the soul tribe that's come in. So I feel like, getting to the question, like, I feel like these people are coming in for me to understand the way I deserve to be treated. because my past and the past hurts. I was picking people who were not exactly right for me. So that said, with all these people coming in with friendships, I'm just wondering if you see a relationship coming in the next month or two.
All right. Okay. So thank you. So Emma, you know, the first card I got was, I pulled three cards for you. The first card I got was the Strength card. So this is, you know, there's an angel on this card. So your angels are coming around you, and your guides, they're bringing these good people into your life, okay? The next card is the Two of Cups. I mean, if you're asking for a relationship, that's the card to get, the Two of Cups, right there.
Okay.
And the Six of Pentacles, it's interesting. It's kind of like the universe is saying, yes, this is what you deserve. This is what you deserve. You deserve a loving relationship. You deserve good people around you, and you deserve happiness and peace in your life. So I take it and run with it, my friend.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you get any timeline with that or no?
Well, you know what? I would say it would probably be within the next 6 months, between now and the end of the year. So keep on your path. Stay in a high vibration, because high vibration attracts high vibration. Okay?
Yes.
We want to do that. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Amla. It's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Want to jump in here and say that I'm kind of getting, this is not going to be a one and done thing. I see several people coming into your life. It looks like you're going to be meeting several people. And so it's more of just have fun right now with the dating scene and really feel their energy, really spend time with them. And it's not about looking for the one all the time, but it's really about spending the time with the person, seeing how they feel, and really examining and questioning whether this person fits, their energy fits with mine, and we make this connection. Just have fun with it. And I keep seeing three, maybe more, maybe four or five, but definitely three people you're going to be dating. And so don't try to make it fit right away.
Right,
okay?
Like the puzzle piece.
Just,
yes, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the time, I think what we do is we look into people's eyes. You know, you go on that date and you like want to stare into the eyes and are you the one? Are you the one? It's just like, we're just having drinks right now. Let's relax, cocktail, and just you know, start a conversation and let's enjoy each other's company, and then you can, you know, move forward if you want. Thank you. And part of what your guides want you to know, too, that this is a process for you to learn how to teach them how you want to be treated.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Right? This is what I want. And this is how you're going to treat me. And this is how I want to be treated. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's funny that you said this really quickly with my friend James. Like, that's exactly it. I mean, we had a boundary thing a couple of weeks ago, and we're just friends, but it's, anyway, I'm just validating and confirming what you just said. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't see a one relationship coming soon. It's going to be a process for you. And they're saying, just go with it, relax into it, and enjoy it. Enjoy the process.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything for Amla?
Yeah, remember, Amla, the Psychic Funhouse also offers bring a psychic on a date service. So you can enlist our assistance. We discreetly hang out in the restaurant or movie theater or in the back seat, you know, if you were to drive in. And we use the special digital to communicate with you in a very, you know, with discreet fashion. So you're, but, you know, it keeps things safe, and we also keep you at least three jumps ahead of, you know, whatever's going on with them. So it's becoming very popular, but there's still sign-up time before the end of the summer. So just, you can contact us.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Hey, Emma,
yeah.
It's Adrian, and I just wanted to add my little snippet of a picture here that I got. I am certainly agreeing with the information that's been coming forward. What I get is that this is you're entering into a real social time, and so there's parties and there's lots of opportunities to network and get to know people. So it's a very it looks like it's a very positive and happy time, and without a doubt a time for you to relax and to enjoy. One of the things that I did get actually rather strongly was that there may be a woman that either you know, maybe not all that well, who's going to take more of a prominent role for you socially, and she may be as a friend and able to introduce you to a variety of people. And I'm also getting that it may even be like her brother
okay.
that she wants to introduce you to. But so anyhow, you know, the sky's the limit. But so I guess if there was such a thing as a female wingman, that's what I'm trying to describe, this female friend that wants to help you meet some new people.
So do you feel like you really feel like I know this person, or is it just somebody, an acquaintance? Do I know him now?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Are you asking me about the female?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this is somebody who I think is kind of in your life, but that you're not particularly close to her, only because you don't know her that well, and you two, your paths are going to cross more often socially, and then you'll get
Got
to
it.
Know
okay.
her and... Yeah.
Okay. That's really
mm-hmm.
interesting. I was actually, you know, I think Michael was saying it's a process, and I agree with all of you. And it's been an interesting journey with my friend James. It's like we met in May and March, and it's only been like what I don't know what 5 months or something. And wow, what a journey it's been. Like, I feel like I've known him for years, and I'm not, like, it's funny. It's just basically validating what Michael was saying. It's just, like, I'm not putting him in any kind of box or anything, but all I know is that we're growing, and it's a really cool feeling. We don't have to label it. It's just a really cool feeling. So I'm just glad that I'm meeting people like that, because I've never had that before. So I'm grateful, and I'm
good.
Adrian, I'm looking forward to this lady too. You know, just generally. I mean, I haven't had that. It's super sweet, and it's super.
Good.
What's the word? Precious. Very precious to me. These
nice.
Friendships. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep you posted.
All right,
Amla. I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will.
So we'll...
thank you so much.
Come back and let us know what happens. And if you want to...
I promise you that.
Utilize our new dating service, you let us know.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I think we're on to something here. And I think this is, we need to explore this a little bit more and, go on dates with people. We can do readings for them as they're on the dates. I think it's a fabulous idea.
Well, there's just tremendous benefit, to be found in person. Bring us up to your first date. I mean, think of the safety value alone, right? Like, I mean,
exactly.
We could totally pick, this person's a total psychopath, steer clear, or this person's a total psychopath, they're perfect for you. Whatever.
All right. Well, you guys ready to move on?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. The next caller is, there they are. Wow. Area code 586. Hello, 586. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Michigan. Sherelle, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi. Yes, I would just like a message.
All right.
From
Sherelle.
Yes, I would like a message from the other side.
Can you narrow it down for us? That's a big general request.
So my question is, I went to a spiritual holistic fair, metaphysical fair last week, and I met two women. And I was wondering, we exchanged numbers. Do you see us developing a friendship? Because I haven't had any friends in a long time. So I was wondering.
That's wrong.
You need friends.
And they, I'm sorry?
You need some friends. We need to get you some friends.
I know. It's been like 5-6 years. And when I went to this fair, we really connected the two women. We exchanged numbers and everything. So I was wondering, what do you see around it? Do you see it's been longtime friends, or was it just that moment of time, or?
Okay. Let's see. Frank, do you have anything for her?
Yeah.
For
so
Sherelle?
What I'm picking up, Sherelle, is I got the King of Swords. So it almost feels like your father's coming through. And he knows that the next card is the Seven of Wands, which is, he knows it's been difficult for you. There's some things you've been holding back, but I feel it's like a father energy or a grandfather energy. And then I have the Chariot, which means to move forward. And then there's the Ace of Pentacles. And if you see that, if you know the card, the Ace of Pentacles, there's the big pentacle with the hand from the universe, from God, and there's a door there. So I feel like your father's coming through, and he's telling you whatever's happened in the past is to let it go, try to heal from it. And with the Chariot card, he wants you to move forward. And he really wants you to try to become friends with as many people as you can. You know, and create a bigger circle in your life. And yes, I feel like these women can become your friends. But you know what? Friendship takes work, takes an energy.
Right.
So I feel like, yes, it's important for you to heal and move forward and really just start getting out there, energetically, just starting getting out there. Okay. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
For you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Sherelle, it's Michael.
Yes.
I'm getting that it's very similar from Frank, yesterday message. It's you should move forward with these women. I think this is going to be a friendship for a while, a long while, but I think it's going to take some time to move forward, as with any friendship. You just don't kind of jump in. Well, I think there's some you do, and they're fast, and they're great. And then there's some we move forward a little more cautiously and open up and continue to move forward. So Spirit is saying to you to continue to reach out to them. And, you know, enlist them to do things. Go ahead.
I did. No, I reached out to them, but I just don't want to continue to be the one that reach out all the time.
Right.
But I did reach out to them.
And I get that. So. Okay. And just let it germinate.
I just don't want to come off all angle
seeds.
I'm sorry, is that what now?
I said you've planted some seeds, now let them germinate.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I just don't want to. I don't want to keep texting. Texting them and they go, oh, she's really, like, I'm desperate or anything, and that, you know, in that matter. Like, she texts me already, or she want to hang out? That's weird, you know. So I just give it time.
But it's not weird. It's not weird.
Yeah. Like, she just met us, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if some
That's
people
okay.
are different or. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so don't, I wouldn't go there. You know, it's nice to meet new friends and to reach out, and I think they will return your text or your call, and yeah. So anyway, I agree. I think it's going to go well. It's just going to take some time.
Okay.
That's it. All right.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Thank you.
Just real quick, just to kind of echo a little bit of what I have already heard, you know, it does friendships, relationships, love, it all requires action. It requires, requires action, you know. So I got the same thing about you, you know, reaching out. And reach out, call.
And I have been. Yeah, and I have been. I just text and say good morning and have a good day. That's it.
Yeah. Nothing
other
wrong
than
with
that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just be the one that's, you know, just always reaching out. And no one reached out to me, because you have to show that you're interested in it as well, you know, instead of just me reaching out. How would I know if you're interested in becoming a friend if, you know, you're not reaching out to me, showing me your interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But okay.
Gotcha.
Well, thank you so much. Y'all have a great day and a good weekend.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Sherelle.
Okay.
Good luck.
Goodbye
you.
For
Let
now.
Know
thank you,
go.
Sherelle.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So here we go. Here's the next caller. Area code 914. Hello, 914. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
How's the big apple?
Yeah. How can we help you?
I was wondering, kind of like your other caller, I've recently had a few dates, let's say, some interest, but it wasn't any, you know, nothing came of it. So I was just wondering if you see anybody else in the future, close future.
Okay. So, Catherine, this is Frank. The first card I pulled was the Eight of Cups. So it feels like you've had some emotional letdown. The Nine of Cups is, you know, you're yearning for that emotional connection with someone, and I feel like you've had some disappointments. The Three of Swords. But the good news is the judgment card. So I feel like you're going to come into a kind of a spiritual awakening. And I picked the judgment card and the seven of cups. So I feel like you're going to have some choices coming up. I feel like between now and as we get towards the end of the year, it feels like there's some more options coming up for you. And I feel like you could meet someone. You know, a lot of times it's being at the right place at the right time. The last card I got was the Page of Wands. So that means it's kind of like you going out there and kind of letting the universe know that you're ready. Because I think once you do that, you know, the synchronicity is going to start helping you. Okay? So it's really important not to feel defeated. Just, you know, you got to keep swinging the bat. Okay? Put that energy out there. Okay? It's very important. Okay? But yes, I do see someone coming into your life.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was so weird. This last person had even, like, the same demographics as an older ex. Like, it was freaky. Like, same name, same sign, same part of New York, and same attitude. Like, it was super freaky, like a carbon copy of, like, history repeating. It was so bizarre. Yeah, I can't get over the similarities. I was just like, wow. Yeah, so I was, like, wondering, like, oh, this is, like, the universe testing me if, you know, does she want more of the same? You know, so, yeah, no, that makes sense with what you said. Don't be defeated and put it out there that, you know, you're ready for something different.
And that's something that you really want to ask yourself. Do you want something different? You know, do you want a different type of energy, a new type of boyfriend, a new type of relationship? So make sure that you're clear with with what you want. Very important.
Right. Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Catherine, this is Michael, and I want to jump in here. And hi. What I was getting from that, from what you stated, and then also about this new person that came in that was very similar to get the ex. And I agree. I think the universe does give us tests sometimes, and it's to make sure we understand that we want something different. And it says, you know, because we put out to the universe, I'm ready for this new thing. This new person, this is what this person, these are the traits and characteristics that I'm looking for. And then the universe says, okay, are you sure? Look at this one. And I'm like, I don't think that's what I was looking for. I wanted something different. And you know, it's kind of a test to say, you know, are you willing to hold on to the new person that you're looking for, or are you just going to kind of cave in and say, okay, I'll take this. This is fine. Wrap it up. It's good. Good enough. And but once you say, no, that's not what I asked for. This is what I'm looking for. This is the new person. And the universe says, okay, you passed. So now we're going to start bringing you what you want. And again, you know, it's a process. It's not, I think a lot of the times with law of attraction, people think, right, I'm just going to write stuff down and read this and bing, presto, here comes the new person. You know, but it's a process, and it's something we have to understand in ourselves too, right, of like, I'm not going to accept those characteristics anymore. This is the new test. These are the new qualities I'm looking for. And we have to hold strong to those. And once you do, you start getting the new people that start coming into your life. And it's not just about love relationships, right? It's energy, and it flows everywhere. And so here come a whole new set of friends as well.
Beautiful.
So yeah. I'm excited for you. I think you passed the test, and the new person will come for you. Yeah. So anyway, that's my two cents about it. Anybody else have anything?
Catherine, this is Lawrence. I have something to kind of piggyback off of Michael and Falcon here. I think you know what my guys are showing me anyway is that you're ready for a more serious relationship than I think you've had for the most part in the past. And I think part of you is kind of hasn't calibrated yet how to go about asking for that. And I think that's kind of making you hesitant to reach out. I mean, there's the fear of rejection, which is, you know, a concern for everybody. So that's always floating around. But I think the other thing is, you know, there's a part of you that's like, well, just show up and say, hey, do you want to get married? Or, you know, do I wait? I don't want to scare anybody off, or how long, or, you know, what, all these questions and things. And I think one of the things that I've learned personally with that is it's really okay to put your cards on the table, you know, pretty soon, probably sooner than you normally would. And even to start off, you know, looking for somebody who's, you know, in that same category and narrow things down. It saves you a lot of trouble, and it saves you a lot of really, you know, wasting your time by having to interact with people, you know, which is okay, but they're just not on the same page. So my input is to encourage you to be very transparent about your, you know, your needs and your wants. And if they develop your feelings, for whoever it is, you're going to start, you know, exploring that kind of a relationship with sooner than maybe you're 100% comfortable, just so that you have a chance to really declare who you are, you know, to the person that's sitting across from you, so that they know, you know, that you're serious and what you want to get into, and don't worry about coming off as, you know, whatever, desperate, or, you know, just really like wanting something, you know, right away or anything like that. It's kind of refreshing actually to have somebody put their cards out, since we're dealing with Tarot tonight, and you know, let the other person interact with them however they want, rather than to, you know, hold back or be measured about things. But, you know, obviously you don't want to, like, you know, jump up and dive at the other person and, you know, grab them around the neck. But I think you really, you know, you have a lot to offer, and I think you really soft pedal your qualities, and you're very, you know, you're very self-deprecating about who you are as a person, and you have a tremendous amount of really just kindness and personality, and really wonderful qualities that would long-term partner really happy. So, you know, talk yourself up. And again, if you're, you know, not sure how to do that, you can avail yourself of our psychic, take a psychic on a date service, not to keep punching that up. Just, you know,
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. Saves people a lot of time. Most
that's a marvel.
Yeah, and our beta testing has been, yeah. Occasionally, they're upset with how Michael and I consume on their tab, you know, the drinks and the beverages, and food and everything, but that is, so that's expected.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey, Catherine, it's Adrienne.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add that whether it's a test, whether the universe is testing you or not, it's definitely a time of clarity for you. And what I get is that the universe, you know, is responding to you and giving you a bump up. So, you know, yeah, use this time, like Michael said, you know, to really think things through and think about what it is new that you do want, because you've been given this opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, take advantage of it and you know, create the next person, but create the next opportunity to get to know someone and for a relationship. So it's a real positive time for you and enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you. That was so uplifting. Thank you.
Good job.
Catherine, this is Michael again.
Yes.
I pulled a card for you, and I think this is a really good omen here. I pulled the Page of Cups for you, and that signals there is a person coming to you.
Yeah.
And so it's a good omen. So he might be young,
yay,
too. I don't know what age you're looking for, but a younger man. So congratulations. You've hit the jackpot.
I will let you know. Yes.
Yes, please do. Come back and let us know. All right. Be well.
Yes. Thank
you. Take care.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay. That's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We still have a lot of callers. So here we go. Next one is area code 845. Hello, 845. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour.
Hello.
845. Oh. Hello.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. I want to say,
hi, Maria.
Yes. From New York. Do you see me? I go in Italy, but it's a got money coming in. Please.
Okay, so one moment.
All right, let's see what people have.
Okay, so your question was, do you see any money coming in for you, right?
Yes, it's going to go by September, October in Italy. Is she?
Okay, one moment. Let's see. So the first card I'm seeing is the Page of Swords. So that feels like that is making an effort to go after something that's there. Then I see the Page of Pentacles. So that is a money card. So it feels like there's an opportunity for you to seek something. Did you say it was in Italy?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last card is the Six of Wands, so there's some victory there. So yes, it's you going out and seeking that. The money's there, and the Six of Wands tells me that you will go ahead and find what you need. It's going to be there. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you.
For calling, Maria.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Maria.
All the best. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao. That's all of my Italian that I know. Ciao, ciao.
Very good.
All right. But it's good, right? I did a good job with that. Ciao, ciao. All right, so here we go, going to the phones again.
Wonderful.
Going quick. Boy, they're just like burning up. All right,
yep.
So here we go, area code 203. Hello, 203. What's your name and
hi.
Where are you calling from?
It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
In Connecticut. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, everybody.
Oh,
I can't remember. my mind is a fog. I can't remember if I already told you this or not, but I lost, I think I did, I lost Chance mid-July, my dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
You did. Last time you called.
Okay. What yeah. I'd like to tell you, I'm sorry?
You did, yeah. You asked about him, actually,
okay.
Last time you called.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's been amazingly magical since he left. Oh, I can ask you a question, too. Literally the day I was taking him to the vet to be put down, I'm sure he told me put on my perfume, and I thought, why I wear this perfume once or twice a year? Why would he want me to put it on? I would only confuse him, you know, if he tried to find me through the perfume. So I didn't. And then the next day I heard, put on your perfume. And then again, so finally I put it on. I don't get that, but I've been going to his grave, and I buried him, and it's just been so wonderful. And yesterday, my wonderful, wonderful friend passed, and a daughter came down from Maine and let her go the way the Buddhist monks let monks go, where they just diminish and get smaller and smaller and smaller. And, you know, she chose her time, and it's just so many things have been so, in a way, otherworldly, lovely. And it's amazing for me because my whole life has been hell and darkness and mean people. And I suddenly just, I've had the nicest people come in my life, and I'm high. And every time I think about, make a decision about this new car, there's a turkey feather for me. There's white feathers all the time. It's just lovely, and I'm high. And when I go to Chance's grave, there's a catbird that's there, and I hate catbirds, and now I love them. Every single day, the bird's there. Yesterday, it pooped on me. It's just wonderful.
Hmm.
Well.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
and
really
a,
nice, Pat.
There's a man that's interested in me, and he invited me out to dinner, and he just was so cute. And it's been 30 years, and I'm just like, what do I do? But, yeah, everything is wonderful.
It's easy.
For you. Yeah, I wonder if that was what was behind the perfume.
I know, because when he asked me out the other night, just to go for a meal, I said, put on your perfume.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yep.
I wondered that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. I've just been enjoying all of this, and it helps me. I really get the chance needed to go so I can be so happy for him. And then I can
mm-hmm.
come home and be really depressed if I want to, and not put any pressure on myself to, you know, have that over at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all great.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to share it all with you. If you see anything about this guy, give me – he's 12 years younger than me. That's what makes me so nervous.
Wow.
Yeah, and how come he's interested in me? You know, you can be 50 and be with someone 12 years younger, but when you're 70, that's a big difference. A big difference.
Well, just, I would say just not question it. Just go with
yeah.
it. You know,
yeah.
just have fun. And I mean, if he's treating you with respect and he's being nice and you're having a great time with him, just enjoy it until he asks
yeah.
for money, and then you're like, okay, we're done.
yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
but just enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pat, I pulled the High Priestess card for you, and so
okay.
I think this is a really good omen here, and this is a time to trust your instincts. And your gut feeling, pay attention to your dreams, the signs, the symbols.
Yeah.
The universe is sending you this major arcana card. because you deserve it, and it's been a, this is about mystery and sensuality and spirituality, and
yeah.
So this is amazing.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. I'm back listening to wonderfully romantic music, and yeah, a lot of things that have just been silent
good.
For so long. Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to share
perfect.
It with you guys. Happy to share with
good.
You.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Don't forget, you do have Take a Psychic on your date service, so always sign up
you
for
know,
that. You give a senior discount.
That oh, thank you. You know, that's a great idea, and I think what really would work was on and off I was on, you know, sites. And they're pretty awful, and how can you tell? And I finally got sharp that most of them lie, and that's where you could really put your service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
well,
people.
Yeah, we do that in that, you know, that's the subscription that we offer. But,
yeah.
You know, you may or may not want to go that route, but where we really shine is when the actual person shows up. And after we've got a few appetizers in us, we really warm up and you know, really permit us to flow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, we're definitely, you know, going to be franchising in your area soon. So
okay, I'll look for you. It's a great idea. Thank
yeah,
you guys.
Hey Pat, you know they say that. 70 is the new 50. Yeah. So
okay.
So there you go. Ryan,
I'll take that. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again.
Bye. Right.
Bye now.
Bye bye. Thank
good
you.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Bye bye.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Love is in the
good for her.
Good for you, Pat. We're excited for you, Pat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to get some new perfume. Oh, my. Here we go. Area
whatever you're
code
wearing.
8-5.
I don't know.
What?
Whatever you've got on now is pretty strong. Are you wearing that Axe body spray stuff again, Michael? Oh, my God. I thought you got rid of it. Jesus.
I ordered a new case from Amazon, so we are good to go for a while.
Oh.
A whole case will last me 2 weeks, so I'm good for 2 weeks. Here we go. All right. Next caller is area code 856. Hello, 856. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. Hey, this is Rosa Maria. How are you?
Hi,
hey.
Maria. How are you?
Doing good. A lot of things are changing, so whatever you guys can get, if I'm going to move or somebody's coming to get me to move to a different country in October.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Maria, this is Frank. I'm getting the Emperor card, so it's a man. I'm getting the Six of Cups. It's kind of some type of reunion. And then as the Queen of Wands, you make a decision. So I really feel like an opportunity is going to present itself, and then it's really your decision to follow through if this is what you want.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. Put it out there in the universe.
Cool. I'm going to be aware of it before they come.
I feel like you will, yes.
Yeah, I'm like the other caller. I'm tired of freaking out, if that makes sense. Even my other friends, too.
Okay. So put it out there in the universe and let the universe bring that person in, all right?
Okay. I think I did say what you guys. Cool, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Rosemary. So good luck. Let us know
thanks
how it goes.
Well.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
You know, Michael, you didn't mention it, but if the moving out of the country doesn't work out for it, don't you have like a spare bedroom that you're opening up soon?
No. I know you have one, though.
You know, I did, but I decided we were going to get a goat after all, so it's taken up by a goat now, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess what time it is, people?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, didn't that just fly by?
Somebody put something in my drink.
Well, I want to thank all the callers for calling in, listening to our show, spending a Friday night with us. Please, will you show us some love here and go to our page here on Blog Talk Radio and follow us. I think we only have 3 followers now. It's so sad for us. They want to close our show down. Yeah, we need to bring up the listenership. We need a listenership that will keep us here to bring readings to all of you. So please follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Give us a like here on the show. And I also want to thank our special guest, Mr. Frank Falcon. Thank you, Frank Falcon.
Yay,
thank you,
Frank.
Michael and Adrian and Lawrence. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you once again.
Always a pleasure to have you, Frank.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you on the show, Frank. You're amazing. Everybody loves Frank.
Who doesn't love Frank?
Yeah,
they
that
don't.
Should be it. You need your show, Frank, called Everybody Loves Frank.
That's right.
Good. Very good.
Thanks.
And so, Frank, how can people get a hold of you if they'd like to contact you to get a reading?
Sure. Let me give you my phone number. It's area code 559-471-8146. Or you can reach me via email at falcon, like the bird, falconfrank4@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Lawrence, how can people get a hold of you if they want a reading?
They can call or text 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Herb, and my website is givingtreefarm.com.
Hey. And Adrian, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah. Thanks, Michael, for asking. Sure. So one of the best ways is to look at my website, which is ravenmessages.com. There's a lot of information on there regarding services and fees and upcoming events. Also, ways to contact me. But let me leave my phone number just in case. It's area code 714-376-7289. And you can call or send me a text.
Fantastic. And if you'd like to schedule a reading or a healing with me, you can contact me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. I'd love to meet with you. We can do it in person or virtually as well. So thank you again to all of our callers and listeners for spending your Friday evening with us. And thank you to the spirits for your help and your assistance with all of these situations. And we look forward to seeing all of you or hearing from all of you again next week. Adrian, holy schmoly, see, that's the spirit.
Right.
What's happening next week? Do we know what the show's about?
Yeah. I'm just got confirmation that Fareed Tabrizi, who is a grandmaster in martial arts and has a spiritual practice, a variety of different things that he does, is going to be on the show with us. And he's going to talk about the link between a martial arts practice and energy and spirituality.
Fantastic. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited. All right, everybody. Thank you for calling again. We love all of our listeners. Be sure to follow us on blogtalkradio.com/psychicfunhouse. Also in all the other platforms where you can download us, Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. And we will see you here next week. Au revoir.
Thanks Bye-bye. To the spirit.
Bye. Bye-bye.